There are so many interesting and unique aspects to Daredevil as a character, but there's one thing that doesn't get spoken about often enough when it comes to Matt Murdock, and that's his religion, which for me is such an important facet of the character psyche. Whenever we talk about Daredevil, it's always about the amazing action sequences, the interesting and fascinating villains, and the beautiful cinematography. But for me, Matt Murdock's faith adds so many layers and dimensions to his character and to the story told in the three seasons. Matt Murdock, aka Daredevil, is a devout Catholic, and his faith is central to who he is as a man, as a lawyer, and as a vigilante in Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen as a neighborhood is riddled with sin, violence, and corruption, and without much hope. And its gritty, grimy, dirty streets, alongside its long history of crime, means that Hell's Kitchen provides the perfect backdrop for a morally complex hero like Daredevil. Throughout the three seasons of the Netflix series, we see various aspects to Matt Murdock's character. By day, he fights for justice within the law as a lawyer. As Daredevil, he operates outside of the law as a vigilante. But more importantly, he operates outside of what would be deemed to be righteous as a devout Catholic. And this creates such an interesting and constant struggle within him, as he wrestles with the teachings of Catholicism alongside the violent acts that he carries out in the name of justice. Matt's hypocrisy runs deeper because there are times, despite his moral code, where he enjoys the violence, he revels in it, which only amplifies his guilt and his confusion, trapping him in an endless cycle of the same behaviour that he condemns. However, Matt also had figures in his life such as Father Lantum and Sister Maggie, who provided him with guidance and reminded him of his humanity in times where he was consumed by Daredevil, consumed by his actions, consumed by darkness, and consumed by the chaos of Hell's Kitchen. He constantly finds himself seeking forgiveness and atoning for his sins, despite the fact that he knows he's going to carry out the exact same actions, because he believes that somebody needs to save his neighborhood. Now, Matt is at his most relatable when he sees people suffering, when the people that he loves the most are in danger, or when he endures a loss. Figures such as Father Lantum and his father Jack Murdock spring to mind. Like many human beings, personal loss shapes his faith and makes him question if a higher being even exists, if they're capable of allowing such pain and suffering to occur. Now, Matt's relationship with faith is also about punishment. He uses pain as a form of penance, pushing his body to its absolute physical limits or isolating himself from the people that love him the most. Despite his extraordinary abilities, Matt Murdock's faith is what makes him stand out from other superheroes. It grounds him, it makes him complex, and more importantly, it makes him human. The phrase born again refers to a spiritual rebirth or the regeneration of the human spirit. And for me, it's vitally important that Matt Murdock's faith plays a key role in Daredevil Born Again. With less than a month to go until Daredevil Born Again, I want to know how excited you are for the series. Please drop me a comment and let me know your thoughts. And if you're a lover of all things film and TV, make sure to give me a follow.